stats powered by the Mayo Media Net here on YouTube, presented by Jock Market, that awesome daily fantasy app where you get paid for being smart. How about that idea? Download the bad boy for free right now. Use the promo code MMN. They're going to match the first $100 for free. If it's free, it's for me. Really a lot of fun in Jock Market. I think because of the application and the ability to get these big returns as far as percentage on work that we've done without being victim to the 10-team parlay that is DFS. So I think I did pretty good yesterday in DraftKings. Again, there's a spot in the portfolio for it. Enough of that. It's more of this, the fastest show in MLB. Absolutely anywhere. We're running the entire gamut, doing the whole enchilada, daily DFS, Jock Market, of course, over to total base props, a little bit of fantasy, wrap up with some bets. That ticket is just getting very diverse, and I think there'll be a lesson about that at the end. Malleability, flexibility, all the things that we talk about here with you, the Cork Stats crew, all the nuance and context you could possibly stomach. I don't know. I don't think we could fit any more shite in this box. Let's get up and do it, everybody. Come on, let's close out strong. Right in like a lion, out like a lion. You would never know if it's my first day of work, if it's my last day of work, if I'm winning or if I'm losing. Well, except for I talk about it, but I lose all the time right now. I can't believe it, man. We actually had a losing half. No, I'm not happy about it, but man, these things do happen. Funny enough, of course, I feel like I've refined my methodology to a point where I'm so thoroughly happy with it, then now it's failed us from an output standpoint. And really, that's what life is all about. It really is the chaos theories and being strong, that intestinal fortitude, really, you know, that stick-to-itiveness, that stuff really matters, especially in risk ventures. Trading and betting are not what they make it look like on the TV screen. Unless you're here, then it's really genuine, really transparent. Let's get up and do this thing we do. Right, enough of that. We need more of this, man. Let's try and get paid on the way out the door before the All-Star break. I'll be taking a little break, disconnecting fully. I can't wait almost to get back to it already, right? It means that much to me, but it will be fun to get with the fam and the kiddies, some friends and stuff I haven't seen. You know, I really am rocking and rolling. You check my Twitter timeline, it's coming off like a sick resume for a ball club. This guy's up until 12:30 at night. He's tweeting at 5 o'clock in the morning, putting on a circus every day. That's right, man. Hat tip to Patty Mayo one last time. One of about 25 thanks coming his way today, because without him, there's no me. And without me, not to say there's no you, but there's no show. I would just be yelling at my computer. All right, let's get up into it. We love the Pirates. Honorary member of the Cork Stats crew, Daniel Vogelbach, first name on the list, proving you don't need a neck for us to love you or be a pro ball player. Come on, let's go. It's the Buccaneers up against Herman Marquez, 5.66 ERA, 1.5 whip, OPS north of 830, all the things we look for. But even a bit further to expand the FIP and deserved ERA north of 5. K minus walk rate at 10%, generally where we look to attack, in particular when the swinging strike rate is in the single digits. It's like Marquez's is. He hasn't induced any kind of chases, and pairing that with way too much contact, 31 O-swing, 92 in-zone contact, really, I don't know where that pitcher that we thought would be really great on the road was, right? We kind of wrote the narrative that Marquez could be an ace, could be SP2 if he were not in Coors. The wheels have just really fallen off. I'm not really sure. He has kept the ball down 49% of the time this year, which is really good. I'm not here to kind of misframe arguments, but the hard hit rate at 95 miles an hour is up over 45, which has materialized in that more than 365 expected WOBA year to date, and more specifically, more than 400 expected WOBA on contact, right? We really want to get into the contact statistics when we run into an in-zone contact rate north of 90. That's a really good spot to begin to use those isolated contact metrics, because with a 92% contact rate, there should be lots of that going on. Really, it's not even a split thing here. Righties and lefties each have a 275 batting average on the season, each have at least 7 home runs. I think righties have 11. It's the fastball, the sinker, the slider. Each have a 500 expected X-slug minimum. Each have at least 5 home runs allowed, and he's allowed 11 earned runs in his last 16 innings. Again, wheels kind of falling off for Marquez. Give me Daniel Vogelbach, Cork Stats crew member. Last 40 plate appearances against righties. Remember, he's off the IL not too recently. 91% contact, 53% hard hit, right? We have a really good contact matchups here. 375 BA, 469 ISO, more than 1,300 OPS, three doubles, four home runs in that span. Remember, our triple slash that we use now is BA, ISO, OPS, really kind of focused on these daily plays and total base props because OPS includes walk rate, which don't count for total bases. ISO is a measure of extra base hits, which is very, very important as far as total base prop. So again, just a bit of the nuance that you're going to get here. And if you hear some of the numbers sound a little bit higher, right, we're not using average OBP slug. That doesn't really do it for us here. And again, I just think I explained why. So give me Daniel Vogelbach, also Jake Mariznick. The sample is very small. He's coming off the IL. The Pirates are going through a rotation now, right? Ben Gamel is back. Mariznick is back. So you'll be seeing less of the Madrid got sent down and less Marcano and those kind of guys. Mariznick has been good since he's got back. 57 hard hit, 14 barrel, all of those a blast. 4 of 12 with a double and a ding-dong. 333 BA. Again, looking pretty good. He should come in very cheap on Jock Market. You know we love that. He should be cheap in DraftKings. You know we love that. He'll be hitting in the back of the lineup so you can't go with total base props, right? So there we go as I kind of walk you through why all these names are viable. They all ring on the hitter model. Sometimes, right, total bases, as much as we love them, are not the all ending, right? Sometimes we can have these guys pay off a better ROI in Jock Market. And I think that's probably a good way to look at it is the front half of the lineup, you're thinking total bases. The back half of the lineup, you're thinking about Jock Market. All right, so that's the black and yellow. Up against Germán Márquez. Then we want those pale hoes from the south side of Chi-Town, wrong side of the tracks, going up against Devin Hard Smeltzer. 3.92 ERA, 1.16 whip. And you're thinking, Johnny, have you lost your mind? I'd say my mind is long gone. 7.60 OPS, not great, but the things we're looking for, the input statistics, and I believe, again, one of the things that kind of separate us from the pack is the ability to go beyond the surface, see the forest for the trees. FIP, XFIP, Sierra, and PCRA all north of 4.9. The fastball below 90 miles an hour, where I get a ring on the model because major league hitters love that. 15% K to 6% walk. There's that single digit K minus walk. The whiff rate down below 20. In zone contact rate up around 90. So it's not that those on their own get you in trouble. Again, I know I read a lot of stats, but I like to stop sometimes, smell the roses, explain exactly why. That it's not just like, look at this guy, numbers, numbers, numbers that don't mean anything, right? That's your disciplinary basket where he's not very good. The fastball is not overpowering. He doesn't get swing and misses. There's a lot of contact made. So then you kind of move into the next basket. Well, what kind of contact is made? Well, it's not very good. 48 fly ball, 40 hard hit, a 350 expected WOBA, and 2 home runs per 9, right? 1.3, the general average. I think that might be down a bit this year. Up near 2, that's an attack metric. Lefties, again, right, not all splits are created equal, have an 850 OPS against them, so you don't necessarily have to fade the lefties tonight, but it's been righties with the power stroke responsible for 11 of the 13 home runs year to date. You're getting the fastball up the nose, man, at least 40% used against both handed hitters with a better than 700 X slug allowed against both handed hitters. Might be time to dial down the fastball usage, but until he does, let's go get him. Tim Anderson on the year against lefties. The White Sox just crush lefties. Get ready for some high numbers, right? 41 hard hit, 13 barrel, 440 expected WOBA, triple slash at 465, 186, 1100. And more importantly, one of the other things I wanted to highlight about Tim Anderson, why he is a total base dream, right? He's the ideal player for total base props, in particular when he's on the road, like he is today. So that would be check number one, something he doesn't control, but he does bat first all the time. And more importantly, the discipline, 9% strikeout, 2% walk. Remember, like I mentioned, OPS is slanted because of walk rate. They really hurt us in total base props. We don't want walks at all. We really don't want patient hitters. A guy like Anderson, very aggressive, high BABIP, high speed, laying out singles, getting up first, good offense on the road. That's where you want to be looking. I think this one's priced at minus 125. Don't expect to see it on the best bets. But to give you an idea, some people love 120. I just don't. Maybe that's part of why I'm losing. Listen, I'm wide open to all this stuff. But to give you an idea, we want aggressive natured hitters. Over to Luis Robert Robert. I've gotten juked left and right with his name. Sorry, my dude, Lou Bob. I'm really trying to do the right thing. I've heard smart people say it both ways. On the year, 41 hard hit, 13 barrel, 413 expected WOBA. Him and Anderson doing the Spider-Man GIF, which is just fine when the numbers look like that. Triple slash at 383, 183, 982 with three. Shamalama, a ding dong. Yeah. And then Berger doing the thing against lefties. You always want to highlight him against lefties in particular. Guy Jock Market and DraftKings, these are the guys you got to look at because the public kind of misses on them sometimes. 50 plate appearances on the year, 325 batting average, 325 ISO, 1,000 OPS, a 29% BAL rate, expected WOBA up near 500 for Jake Berger. So give me all the White Sox righties. And then if we could go a bit more, you probably just want to be looking to backfill there. I think the White Sox righties is where you want to be looking to feast if you have those open spots, or you're looking to look for some discount. Last thing on Jock Market, all White Sox righties are viable today if they're at, let's say, 425 or below, which we do get them. You know, it happens all the time. Players slip through the cracks. So not every name is listed here, right? There's only so much real estate. But I do like to give that extra piece where you have this kind of green light for the stack when the price is there. All right, so next up, it's those Reds. You know, we love the Reds. They let us down yesterday. We almost had them. We were on the first five over 1.5 team total. There were two men on base in the first, and Votto barreled up Cortez. We had him. We had him. Barreled it up. It was a home run in 24 of 30 ballparks. Didn't get it out. Scored one in the fifth. Man on third. Drury, who we had, didn't get it done. So again, you see how the output worked against us? What do we call that? A bad cap? So if Drury gets a single there, we hit the over. He ended up getting another hit later on. We would have cashed all the bets, and then it's a good handicap. It just doesn't happen sometimes, and that's the stuff you can't allow to throw off your process. All right, let's get into the Reds going up against Pallante for the Cardinals, who I did really like, but I think I got juked a bit on the usage. I'll show you exactly why. Again, I like to wear my losses right on my big forehead. Pallante on the year, 3.18 ERA, not something we generally go after. However, 1.45 WHIP, 7.30 OPS. Now, the OPS not crazy high, but the WHIP is. So usually a 1.4 WHIP invalidates a 3.18 ERA. 7% K minus walk, 8% swinging strike, first strike rate, got every vowel there wrong, down near 50, which is terrible. The chase rate down to 24, which is terrible. In zone contact rate up around 90. Again, all the things we look for with the better than 45% hard hit rate. But here's the thing that I was talking about. I know his name popped up while we were mining the leaderboard for pitchers. I didn't actually add him and start him, or I might have added him. I don't want to lie, right? I think I might have added him, but didn't start him. That's some of the churning that we do in fantasy. I'm doing my little Amish kind of butter thing and not that other motion. So Pallante really looked great as a reliever in kind of mixed usage, multiple inning. First 35 innings this year, he had a 1.05 ERA, but he had a very high WHIP. Again, 1.4 WHIP. So then they ran him out, again, and give him the job as a starter. Since getting the job, it's been a really rough go, five times out. And remember, that is a bit different. You get different velos, you get different usage patterns because they have so much more workload expected. Last 31 innings, 19 earned runs. That's a 5.64 ERA, 1.45 WHIP. So that 1.45 WHIP I keep mentioning has really been the consistent. But as a starter, he has a nearly two home run per nine. So there where I think the public might be missing out, seeing the 3 ERA, not going after that. Cardinals kind of thought of as being a good team, right? That's the stuff that matters in the betting market, believe it or not. Those are the things that move the first couple cents. That is the God's honest truth. And then it's up to sharps and betting money to move the fulcrum. But make no mistake, that is absolutely part of the calculus. Make no mistake about it. So we want to be looking at Tyler Stevenson, fresh off the IL. He looks awesome. 414 batting average, 250 ISO, 1100 OPS. Again, let's stop again there with the 250 ISO. 250 being that real benchmark that I like to look for total base props. Pretty simple math, even for a yokel like myself. The 250 ISO is a 25% extra base rate. We're expecting 4 at-bats. So that's just about as much math as I could do, running out of fingers because I like to keep my thumb in my mouth, right, like a baby that I am. Anyway, all right, so Stevenson, if we get 4 at-bats with a 250 ISO, we're hoping to get 2 bases. I'm not sure if he's listed. I don't think this game is listed. That's correct. This game, for whatever reason, is not listed. Maybe they're expecting a pitching change. St. Louis has juked us before. We've gone after it. They pulled the Hicks card. I don't think it's his time up, but watch that happen again. So Stevenson's been really good. 14% barrel, 500 expected wOBA since the IL. And whenever we're talking about bad right-handed fastballs, we want to be looking at Joey Votto. This is another one here. If you're looking at the Votto recent stats, you're not going to see that, right? So that is another place where I think the public tends to fail. Now, and I get it too, because I do it, right? I'm looking for players that are healthy and swinging the bat well, timing intact. I'm not about to, you know, totally abandon hitters in the top part of side waves, something I talk about all the time. However, you just shouldn't be looking back and saying, this is good. X is hot. Y is cold. That's not how we see it, because there are kind of underpinnings, right? So when we know we're going to get lots of the fastball, and it's a bad one, we're going to be looking at Votto year-to-date. Loves those bad fastballs. 84% contact, 27% barrel. Half of those are blast. Triple nickel, 555 expected wOBA, and 5 shamalama ding-dongs for Joey Votto against right-handed fastball. So if he were to get up off the mat, that's a good spot to do it. I just mentioned he barreled it up yesterday, didn't get the output. Let's say he did. You'd be talking about, oh, Votto hit a home run yesterday and he's hot. Right? So you see how these like millimeters affect decision-making, and that can create a ripple or butterfly effect and really mislead. So again, I hope it just sounds like I'm always making excuses for losing, but it's not the case. It's just methodology at the fore, a stringent back-tested process, and then we just kind of keep deploying it, hopefully not being stubborn, because I am back-testing as we go. All right, so there's your stacks. Pittsburgh, Chicago, Cincinnati. Let's get over to the fantasy end, where you'll just see my wonderful, beautiful face, because that's pretty much it. Not much on the fantasy end going on. You know, everybody's off for just about the next week. So I think, if anything, you know, state of address here, right? State of the Union, pretty simple in fantasy, is stay the course. I think the direction your team is moving is more important than the standing place. Though granted, if you're in the back third, it's very difficult. And sometimes you may finish the year and say, wow, if there was just another 3 or 4 weeks, we might have been able to do it. And sometimes that's just part of the calculus, and don't beat yourself up too much. Don't be too desperate at the break. Now is a very good time to be backing good hitters that have had bad first halves, and vice versa. For whatever reason, it could be a break itself, like actual physical healing. It could be emotional, spiritual, seeing the family, kind of resetting, readjusting, recalibrating. I don't know. You know, that's the frog DNA, right? If you're Jurassic Park, the filling in the gap, right? That's why we cannot predict the future. We can only give range of outcomes. We do the best we can to put ourselves in a strong probabilistic scenario as often as possible. And then hopefully over time, the probabilities will play out in our favor. When it comes to fantasy, you get so many opportunities that you almost can get caught in the middle of being too conservative or being too aggressive. So the answer is probably the porridge in the middle and me, right? What do you do if you have questions? Hit us up. Hit me up on Twitter anytime. The break, I'll be disconnecting, but I always like to stay a little bit in. I try and get to all my people out there because, again, we do appreciate you. Rate, review, and subscribe to the Audio Only Pod. I launched the show and had a microphone in the background. Was wondering why I was here echoing, and it was my kids' bedroom surveillance or whatever going off. So I had to restart it. So I promoted the first time around. I'm blurred out. Let's go the second time. Excuse me one second. And promote, please, through this first half. Hopefully the show was good enough to get, picked up and brought to the fore. And you'll be saying you were part of the OG Cork Stats crew. Rate, review, subscribe, hit the cartoon thumb. and all that good stuff. Subscribe to the channel. And then I just had a couple of thank yous also in the fantasy end, because without these people that you don't see on the screen every day yelling at your computer, this show doesn't happen. Alex Chamberlain of Fangraphs and his inimitable pitch leaderboard. Follow him on Twitter. That thing is free. John Anderson of Rotoballer, who also has like the preeminent fantasy baseball DFS split tool. Right now he's at J-O-N-P-G-H. John Anderson, J-O-N. Check it out. That tool is phenomenal. Love it, love it, love it, love it. The producer of the show, Matt Best. Excellent. Professionally, coolest guy, man. Everybody at Mayo Media, the producers I can't name, that work so hard for us every day, right? Not just for you to get the show out, but for me to kind of filter out all the garbage that I put in and try and make it presentable for you people. And then, of course, Mr. Mayo, who is just the OG, and all the legends that you heard about him, they're all true, and probably, you know, understating how cool of a guy he is. Again, getting into this industry, a lot of the people that you think would be really cool, maybe you're not, and vice versa. And Mayo is every bit of what you hope he is, what you think he is, what he put out that he is. Like, he's the most genuine, open, cool, understanding. But also, right, again, I don't want to shortchange the because it's not a bad thing, because I view myself the same way. The vicious go-get-em-ness. And there's something to that, right? So it's like, yes, I want to be talked about. I'm a really nice guy. I'm a doting father, a caring dad. I'm a loving friend, husband, cousin, brother, all that stuff. I'm a vicious competitor. Vicious, relentless competitor, hyper-competitive, you know, blood-thirsty maniac. And you need that. And that's part of the malleability that I mentioned that before that I wanted to get to, is that's really the key of all of this. And it is about the winning and the losing, you know, the good attitude and the bad, what we choose to put out with what we keep in. And remember, if you keep in, it's not always keep in, because if you keep in too much, that pressure builds up and the valve explodes. So that's part of the key to my success. I try and, you know, control the valve. I blow the pressure off, and then I'm able to kind of stay even keel. People often ask me about that, and it's like, you seem so cool. I'm like, do I really? I feel like I seem like a maniac. And I'm like, why? You seem such a maniac. How do you stay so cool? And vice versa. And that's really it. You know, the disconnect, the compartmentalization, the things I talk about with statistics matter even more so emotionally. Remember, emotional capital greater than sign physical capital, because dollars are a lot easier to replace than the mental. That's the truth. And that's one thing that I know I've really done. And again, I didn't wake up this way. I have blown up 5-digit accounts. And if you have, I'm not saying don't care about it. You should absolutely care about it. But that's not the determining factor here. I've done it more than once. So again, if you want to know more about it by losing, if you want to possibly, you know, hear more about losing, hit me up. We could talk about it anytime, you know, because it's inevitable. It's inherent. And it comes in waves. So if you're not, you know, we're not talking about a day of getting knocked in the chin. You got to get back up, do the same work over and over again. All right, so that was really it. Fantasy, I just wanted to work on some attitude, because there really aren't any moves to make. Check the waiver wire. I'd say if you're not competitive in in-keeper leagues, now's the perfect time to trade guys. I'll be doing the same thing in one of my point leagues. No problem. I don't like to hold on too close to the block to drive up demand in case guys get hurt and you end up with nothing. Right now, you're basically going to get paid for a rental. That's the last fantasy thing. All right. Let's make some money betting. We have a little bit of everything here, right? A little bit of this smorgasbord. First up, let's do this one. We got Boston, F5, team total 1.5 up against my Yankees and Jordan Montgomery. Now, granted, you're not going to get a lot of statistic advance or otherwise why Jordan Montgomery is not good. Jordan Montgomery is very good. However, no one is perfect, and the Red Sox kill lefties. And it's really not as if Montgomery is this, okay, man, he's a pitcher I like. We did video about him in the offseason. He's a Yankee. I like Jordan Montgomery. But 2 earned runs or more in 12 of 17 appearances. 14 earned runs in his last 29 innings. That's a 4.5 ERA. J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Christian Vasquez, all blowing up lefties the last 30 days, 45 days. Boston, top 5 against lefties year-to-date. And they're playing in Yankee Stadium. This is definitely going to move. If the over doesn't move to 2.5, the 120 is going to be 155. They're going to make us not want to touch it. So you got to get this one early on. And remember, if you ever see me post something on the Patreon page, remember, you could follow all the picks, all the analysis. We do full-on rankings, ratings for every game. We can't get to it all here. Follow me on Twitter, MLB Moving AVG. Also on Patreon at MLB Moving Averages. All that stuff's free, though. You're not cost you a dime. I do appreciate the people going in to tip it. I put it right back into the production. We even donated some of it to St. Jude's. This is just not about me wanting your money. I don't want your money. I'd much rather your cartoon fingers in me. Uh-oh. All right, that's enough of this. This show's going to just completely get off the rails. I'm going to get canceled before I don't get picked up, right? All right, so give us Boston over 1.5 FITT. We're going to get this one, unfortunately, off Montgomery. All it takes is a bloop and a blast or five. What better team to do it than Boston? And they're in a great environment. Yeah, I don't know. I got this one pretty easily over. We've done very well on those. Then next up, we have the White Sox. They're an underdog. First five, again, just coming across like a misprice to me. I know we have not done great betting the price, but I'm just not going to give up on that. It's Kopech against Smeltzer. We laid out the argument against Smeltzer. Yes, Kopech has hiccuped a bit. The Twins' offense is not bad, but I think we're going to have to score, and I think we're going to do just that. I'm really not too worried about it. The Twins can tend to be a ground ball machine. Again, White Sox offense destroys lefties. I just think we get this one easily. Again, maybe I'm expecting Kopech to give up two, but I think we're getting four. I think we're getting five. I really like the White Sox here. Plus money, Kopech, F5, money line. And then one total base prop for you. Yes, it's Mr. No-Neck himself, Daniel Vogelbach, at plus 115. This is broken and really where we've done extremely well in total base props. He's going to be batting first or second, right? I mean, so we're going to get the extra PA there. Not a concern. We're on the road. Getting the ninth frame, not a concern. We're in Coors Field against Ramon Marquez. I can't believe this. Coors, again, is just a BABIP dream. Vogelbach all day. If I had an ultra mega whale smash of the century, if I could ever put the Maloik on something, this would be it. Give me Vogelbach, plus 115 over 1.5 total bases. So quick recap to cut through the muck and the mire of my circuitous analysis. Boston, F5 team total over 1.5. Chicago White Sox, F5 money line. Daniel Vogelbach, total bases, right? So I'm going to sprinkle everywhere. We're going to find something. And I think that will do it. What can I say, everybody? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. So very much for spending your time with us, watching the views grow. I mean, by percentage, we've probably more than doubled our daily viewership. And that's just on the YouTube channel. And I know the podcast does even better. Comments, interactions, the DMs, the donations, the green screens. I can't really fully describe. Because remember, I'm a mush at heart. Yes, I got a spotty past, man. You know, maybe I'm trying to make up for some of that. But it's just touching, and I'm not faking it. You know, the real true passion in the sixth gear, the red line, Tasmanian devil, that stuff is the absolute realness. And again, the yin and the yang, I wanted that to be the overarching theme of today. The balance, the ups and the downs, right? And not focusing on the outputs. And again, this isn't about, don't pay attention to the fact that I lost money this half. I did. And it's not to say, so what? And this will be the very last lesson. And it's how we deal with that and why I'm able to compartmentalize, right? So it's not just, I'm not going to just tell you to balance. Here's how you do it. And it has to do with the balance of emotional and financial capitals, right? I mentioned them before. I try and leave these nuggets for the show, so I kind of trick you, trap you into having to listen to the whole thing. When you're betting with money that you need, you will have an emotional attachment to it. When you attach emotional capital to financial capital, 1 + 1 = 3, the saying. This is 1 + 1 = -3. The weight is an anchor and it sinks. regardless of the outcome, you're going to end up at zero broken because you're doing it wrong. So when I lose, day, week, month, half, unfortunately, it's not that I don't care. It's quite the opposite. The fact of the matter remains, the money is spoken for because I treat it as a small business and I'm not going in my pocket to fund the night's bets. That's the real lesson. And I feel like that's the lesson that's never spoke about. And if myself, Patty Mayo, MayoNet makes it to the tippy top and we have, you know, the big corporate networks in the rear view, that'll probably be the reason, right? I can't compete. I don't have the looks. They have the makeup chairs and production teams of writers. You know, we're kind of doing it grassroots. But that doesn't mean it's bad, right? Less is not always less. So think about it in terms of a small business before we get out of here. If you were to start a small business, you sell t-shirts, you sell cars, perfume, anything. And you have a strong first quarter. Would you start going in to register and buying yourself stuff? No, you have to report a strong first quarter. That money should be reinvested in building. So why is it that I'm not like swiveling and panicking? Because the years of success in the past are funding this part of the downswing. You gotta save your money. You gotta fund this business because it's cruel. And if, like myself, you find yourself having to bet professionally, right, for income, which granted, I only do partially right now, and thankfully, you need to be always thinking about the other ways to use the things we've talked about. In real life, the lessons we talk about, right, avoiding premiums, weighing risk-reward, being disciplined, knowing when to say no, knowing that no bet is better than a bad bet, building on critical thought, bucking the system, right? Intestinal fortitude, confidence, self-auditing, worth. There is a lot going on in this show that's not really about baseball. That is what matters. Use the stuff here to learn how to save, learn how to shop, learn how to spend. Use the money you've created as a surplus to fund the betting. Before you bet real money, take 30, 60, 90 days. Backtrack and track success before you go live with cash. Guess what? If I was doing this now, I wouldn't have lost a dollar because I'd be looking at 90 days saying, I didn't make money in 90 days. I'm not ready to go live. I need to make money for 90 days before I go live. Again, advice you don't get anywhere else. I'm sorry. This is the longest show of the half, but that is the stuff that matters. I want to be able to go back and tell people I left them a 5-minute nugget the last show of the first half. That is evergreen. Evergreen. This is what matters in 2032, in 2042. You'll be able to look back at this and say, hot damn, I learned a ton. So again, we love you much, man. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. I had a sick first half. It was just, man, I feel so fulfilled. I feel so appreciated. I feel so loved. I mean, the thank yous. I can't, man. I could sit here for the rest of the day. This show could be 10 hours of me just pouring out to you. So before it turns into that, download the Jock Market app. We'll catch you in the JM today. Let's get paid on the way out the door. Everyone enjoyed a few days off. I suggest fully disconnecting, involving yourself in the things that fulfill you otherwise in life, because we'll be back Thursday and I'm gonna We are going to be back in sixth gear to close out the season the same way we started, right? Focused, laser-guided, nuanced, granular analysis, which is then applied with strict risk management and the chips fall where they may. So enjoy the games. Enjoy your pay when we're done with the book. Enjoy that pay, baby. You know we love you much. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Download the Jock Market app because that's how we are being graded as a host, as a show, and as an audience. So that'll do it, man. Remember, when you work this hard, right? This hard every day, it feels a lot less like luck, regardless of the outcome, yo. Peace. I see you.